And there's one last pillar of our leadership, and that's the example of our values. As Americans, we respect human dignity. It's why we continue to reject offensive stereotypes of Muslims, the vast majority of whom share our commitment to peace. That's why we defend free speech and condemn the persecution of women or religious minorities or people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. We do these things not only because they are the right thing to do, but because ultimately they will make us safer. Together.
Radio.
We have audio, no video.
Radio Free V-Dot.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and this is episode 15-11, the 11th broadcast of the year 2015, here Sunday evening podcast. Thank you for joining us for the live stream. Welcome to all of our listeners out there in, where are they? They're everywhere. We've got listeners at WDFP Radio. We've got them survival blog listeners. I got folks from across the American Redoubt and those in occupied territory and other Redoubt pockets across the United States. And we want to welcome our international listeners, too. Great to have you guys all with us. Oh, what a week it's been. There's been so much going on, of course, as usual, and things are accelerating, aren't they? But we are gathering because we need a mutual support, don't we? We need encouragement, and we need to stay informed, plans of action, and we need to band together if we're going to survive the times and the days ahead as fast as things are changing. Very unsettling things going on in the world and more instability, but we have him to look to, our rock, our solid rock that we hold on to. And that's where we put our faith and our hope, not in man, but in Christ, our King. And in the meantime, we want to make sure that what we do helps to glorify him, advance his kingdom, stand for righteousness, spread the gospel, encourage others, and be light and salt in the world. So thank you guys for gathering, bringing it all together. Good stuff. Thank you guys for listening yesterday. Also, we had a lot of fun. Fox 519 joined me yesterday on KTW 630 AM out of Spokane. And I had a guest for the, I have an announcement too. The Appleseed event for April 19th, coming up is full. It is filled up. So thank you all for stepping forward, getting yourselves and your families involved to be part of our heritage. And there's another one coming up in June in the Coeur d'Alene area. That's the one that we were advertising for. And also, you can go to appleseedinfo.org and find one near you, wherever it's happening across the United States. There are Appleseed events going on all the time. So go there, find out where there's one near you and get involved. But yesterday we were slated to interview Pat Seymour, code name, one each, from the Appleseed event. And he got called into work, so I called up Fox 519. I said, "Hey, you want to join me on the air?" He says, "Yeah." So we had a really good time. That's uploaded now, just like all of those shows, and these podcasts are uploaded to our Podbean player. And thank you for spreading the word to your like-minded friends and family for a little bit of encouragement for them as well. Now, I have another announcement. Next Sunday, as you all know, it is Resurrection Day. That is the day that we celebrate our King, our Lord and Savior, defeating death, defeating the grave, and completed everything so that we could have salvation. That's next Sunday. So next Sunday, we will not be doing a live broadcast. Of course, we'll be putting audio. We'll be streaming, but it won't be live. I'm going to be with my family, and we're going to be celebrating Resurrection Day. So Sunday, April 5th, Easter Sunday, many people call it, I like to call it Resurrection Day. But we will not be live. Okay, so there will be no broadcast, podcast next Sunday. Oh, and what else we got? We'll get to it. There's plenty of stuff to cover. And so right now we should probably just get right into the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the collapse and the rebuilding. And books 1 through 10 are out, including audio. The situation in the Middle East is it is heating up. Now we've got Saudi Arabia wanting to get their hands on nukes. Saudi Arabia has basically led an Arab army who's amassing at the borders to get ready for an ground attack, preceded by multiple air strikes, which are going on now, against Yemen, which, you know, recently was taken over, a coup by the Houthi, or H-O-U-T-H-I, Houthi rebels, which are backed by Iran. And Iran, of course, they are basically the United States caved to their demands. That's a whole nother topic. We've been kind of briefly covering that, but basically it's a mess. Our own administration is complicit in exacerbating that whole situation overseas. So it's all leading toward one thing, a final showdown. We don't know where the United States is going to play a role in all of that. So we can't affect those policies anyway, and what they do, they completely go against our will. So we need to hunker down and do the best we can to be effective where we are. And we still need to watch what's going on over there as things unfold. And we might see, who knows? I mean, this could be where a lot of biblical prophecy is actually played out here in the future, in the very near future, as things just get continuously more complex. So we'll watch it. We'll pay attention to it. And I've got one report here with this Jade Helm 15. Someone sent me an article saying that Russians are supposed to, or at least suspected, someone is implying that Russians will, based on some credible sources that they have, that Russians will participate in Jade Helm. So I'm going to try to, I'm skeptical of that. Of course, nothing surprises me anymore these days, but we want to trust, but verify. And so far there's one source somebody sent in to me. We're going to take a close look at that, and we're going to watch this very closely. Based on the sources that I have, I cannot see Russians playing any part in this unless they're role playing somehow, as op four or something. I don't know, but, all the sources that I have are very loudly and clearly pointing to an overseas type operation, not for anything going on in the United States, but in the United States, there was something that went, InfoWars posted a video, this happened in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, just apparently this week. They're saying that, you know, continuing to prepare participants in this exercise in realistic, unfamiliar training conditions before they deploy for combat overseas, according to this report. Broward County saw similar drills back in March of 2014 when Navy SEALs practiced storming a university building from a helicopter. Concerns continue to circulate that such drills are designed for dual purpose and are part of a plan to acclimate Americans to accept martial law in a time of national emergency. I don't know what level of military training could acclimate Americans to accept martial law. Watching troops train for whatever they're training for is not going to acclimate you for martial law. That's a shock and a half. It's like watching some MMA fighters fight so you can be acclimated when they turn around and punch you in the face. There's no way to get acclimated to that. As we have exhaustively documented, the fact that preparations are being made to use the military during domestic unrest is manifestly provable. Jade Helm, an upcoming military drill that will involve 9 states, caused controversy after Texas and Utah were labeled hostile territory in documents related to the exercise. This whole thing was showing troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. This just basically just came out. At least I just received it. So I'm going to look at this closer. We have to be vigilant. Like I said last week, I'm not convinced at all that Operation Jade Helm is oriented toward preparing to round up citizens according to, you know, red list, blue list, snatch them up. It's being posed as an exercise that is a real operation to start grabbing patriots off the street. And I'm not going there. Sorry. But we are going to be watchful because events can turn very quickly, can't they? And we also know that our government is openly preparing for confrontation with its citizens. Now, that being through NORTHCOM and the DHS. But we have to be watchful. We do. There's no question about it. In Indianapolis, covering the continuing coverage of the spiraling death spiral of America, thousands of people gathered in downtown Indianapolis on Saturday to protest the passage this week of a controversial religious freedom law. They don't want you to have religious freedom unless you're Muslim. Critics say that this could allow discrimination against gays, that means homosexuals, and lesbians. Well, you should discriminate against homosexuals. I mean, you should not be baking a wedding cake for a homosexual couple. When did discriminate become a bad word? I mean, we should discriminate. We should use prejudicial judgment when we are thinking about crossing the line and violating something that God clearly says we're not supposed to engage in or participate in or support or hail and exalt. The protesters chanted and held signs that they marched from Monument Circle to the Indiana State House to express their displeasure with Republican Governor Mike Pence. He's the one that signed the legislation. And the whole time they're chanting, "No hate in our state." Well, have you ever seen how hateful these homosexual mobs get when they're marching on something? They're saying about 3,000 people attended. They encouraged more people to register to vote to make their voices heard. Now, the law that they're talking about prohibits state or local governments from substantially burdening a person's ability to exercise their religion, unless the government can show that it has a compelling interest and the action is the least restrictive means of achieving it. It takes effect by July 1st. Basically, this is what it comes to, and this is what I've been calling for. Why in the world are the legislators in the American Redoubt not at the forefront of this fight to introduce legislation protecting Americans, Christian Americans, from being forced to violate their moral conscience, to be forced as a wedding photographer to provide a service to follow them around and take pictures of them smooching at their ceremony. Why should you, how in the world could you be forced to be subjected to that? That's just how sick our country is. So sick, in fact, that they've got American flags modified so that all the stripes are the rainbow colors to represent something that God clearly forbids, using a symbol of his covenant never to destroy the earth by water again, to do something, I mean, this is so perverted on so many levels, and they're going to force, they're upset because they can't force Christians to celebrate with them. This is not about just live and let live. This is not just about somebody who chooses to live as a homosexual to, you know, hey, if you want to do something like that with someone else, that's between you and God. But that's not good enough. They need us to embrace it. They want to feel good about themselves. They want the rest of us, including Christians, to tell them it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. I don't care how. There's no way you can justify it. No way. So good for you, Indiana. Good for you. And American Redoubt Leadership, where are you? Why are you delinquent? Why are you AWOL on this? That's what I want to know. We'll be back in a minute.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalists, socialists, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. Well, it's cutoff time in the legislature, and it's time to take score. Once again, the freedom agenda has far surpassed expectations. In fact, we've done better in the last 3 months than we did in the last 2 years combined. Out of 80 freedom agenda bills, we had 52 receive hearings, 12 were voted out of the House or Senate, and by building coalitions around issues of principle, we had over 72 Democrat co-sponsors. We also had 30 national news stories as well. And now we have a coalition of Western states working together for lower taxes, less government, and more freedom. We even stopped the push for mandatory vaccines and more gun control. Look at what we can do together in the pursuit of freedom. We can quite literally change the direction of our state. So visit Freedom Agenda Washington on Facebook to find out how you can help. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the committee-elect Matt Shea Republican.
The voice of the American Redoubt. Radio. Free. Redoubt.
We got it. We got it. We got it going on. We got it. We got it. We got it going on. 300 million strong. Stop the bombs. Love riot in the street. Cause smile for the camera, bro. You're in America. No.
We are back with segment two at the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. You may have noticed Fox 519er did not get an eye on the economy over to us. And so I'll follow up with him and find out, make sure that he's, make sure he's okay. Now, he said he just shot me a text saying, "I'm so sorry, man. I wasn't able to get it out." And so anyway, I'll interrogate him and send him to the island of perpetual tickling forever. here this week. I'll link up with him and find out what's going on. Because I know every time something happens and Fox 519 doesn't get an eye on the economy out, I hear about it. Hey, where's Fox 519? What'd you do with him? You better bring him back or else. So he hasn't gone anywhere. Let's see. Segment two is brought to you by Survival Stores. It is the Prepper's Assistant. It's available over at 419systems.com. 419systems.com. 419 is coming up pretty soon. 419, April 19th. So 419systems.com, because just having preparedness items is not being prepared. You have to be able to organize it and you have to be able to maintain it. And this is a beautiful system to help you do just that. All right, let's finish up with the news and commentary where we left off, which there's actually some stories that I covered yesterday that I want to re-cover. Because I know those of you who tuned in yesterday, thank you very much. God bless you guys. Thank you for your support. But we have two distinctly different and unique listening audiences. With the podcast, you're a little more advanced in your awareness level, I would think. It seems. And at AM 630, there are folks on all different, from one end of the spectrum to the other, listening, tuning in to hear what you have to say. So some of these concepts, radio free, resist tyranny and evil and preparedness, self-reliance. It's a little new to me. I'm not sure what you mean. It might seem a little radical. So there's a couple stories, though. The reason why I'm saying this, because I want to repeat a couple of stories that I covered yesterday. So bear with me if you already heard it yesterday. But I think they're worth repeating. First of all, I want to let everyone know, remember when I was talking a couple of weeks ago about this county over in Kootenai County in Idaho? They've got this disaster mitigation project that they're working on through the County Emergency Operations Center office. They're working with a consultant to help them come into compliance with FEMA, so that the county can be eligible for funds. And this needs to be watched extremely closely. And also, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, don't check out because it doesn't affect you because you don't live in Kootenai County, Idaho. This is just where I happen to be getting a lot of information from the folks that are involved directly, that are feeding me information. This is happening everywhere across the country. In every county in the United States, they are pushing these disaster mitigation programs with consultants who are guiding the process to make sure counties come into compliance with FEMA. So pay attention to this, because it does, or very well, or very likely will affect you. I'm going to be bringing reports on this. I'm going to see if I can attend this. I should be able to. I have to look at my schedule. But if I got this open, I will be there so I can cover the discussion and take the relevant parts of that and deliver it to you guys so that you can keep an eye on your own counties as this all unfolds. And this is really interesting, too, because yesterday morning – it was sent to me a link to an article that came out in the Coeur d'Alene Press, which is in Coeur d'Alene, is the county seat for Kootenai County, the very same county that's working on this disaster mitigation plan for FEMA compliance. FEMA, of course, directly under the Department of Homeland Security. So this just came out. Local food and shelter organizations are invited to apply for funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency Emergency Food and Shelter Program. Kootenai County will receive $9,184 from the FEMA Emergency Food and Shelter Program. Local agencies chosen to receive funds must meet certain requirements. Now, before I go any further, You have to meet FEMA requirements in order to be eligible for these funds. Kootenai County alone is going to receive $9,184. Now, Fox 519 and I discussed this yesterday. How much does it cost to feed a family for a month? What's your monthly grocery bill? He said about $600 for his family. And it's my understanding, a family of four, about $500. So we just went with even $500. That could feed $10,000. Let's round up. $10,000 could feed 20 families for 1 month. 20 families. That's not very many, is it? So to be eligible for these funds, you have to be in compliance. 20 out of what? 150,000 people. This will feed 20 families. What's scary is that what you might have to do to become compliant, you have to be a private, voluntary, nonprofit. You have to be eligible to receive federal funds, whatever that means. Who knows what kind of fine lettering is involved in that. Three, you have to have an accounting system. And four, practice non-discrimination. So with this aggressive, militant homosexual agenda taking place, and we know what's coming down the road under the umbrella of non-discrimination. Here's the thing. Yesterday we were talking about churches. It should be churches, not the government, that people turn to for help. Who are they going to go to? They're going to go to the people who have funding and who have food. So who's not going to be eligible to receive funding for emergency food and shelter programs? The churches. This is a way to cut the churches out of the equation so that it's the government. Because or the churches will comply. They want the churches to dump its discrimination policies against hiring homosexuals for their staff and exemptions that pastors have been able to enjoy because they're clergy. So they have First Amendment rights. But you, wedding photographer person, bed and breakfast owner, wedding cake maker, you don't have First Amendment rights. That's only for pastors. Didn't you know that? So in order to be eligible for this program, you have to practice non-discrimination. So it's going to cut the churches out of the equation, or it's going to bring the churches into compliance. How many churches do you think are going to comply with this? Well, I guess, you know, and is this just the nose of the camel into the tent? For how much arm twisting is going to take place to get churches, religious institutions, to comply with this so-called non-discrimination policy? There's all kinds of nefarious, deceiving motives under the surface of everywhere you turn, everywhere you look now. Our nation is changing. It is completely changing. We have to get ready to dig our heels in deep if we want to preserve American heritage, because it is being stripped away by the day. I'll fight for it. Will you join me? This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at werkz.com or call 855-WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Back broadcasting live from the American Redoubt in an undisclosed location, one of our few studios. This is Studio A that we're coming out from, deep within the recesses of the Rocky Mountains somewhere. This is segment three, and it is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. com. They will help you get situated and relocated. They specialize in Patriot Prepper properties. And they are located in Boundary County, Idaho. They'll help you get relocated to the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. Give them a call today if you are looking for that area to move to. Tonight, hey, we're going to give away another, the final giveaway from LoadedPantsHanger.com. They have a system in place for hiding guns in plain sight. And this is really cool because gun safes can be expensive and time consuming for access. So plain view storage is an invitation for successful theft or accident. LoadedPantsHanger.com offers easy accessibility and concealment in an unsuspecting garment hanging right in the middle of your closet. So you can see their customized handgun caliber hangers at LoadedPantsHanger.com. And we'll be giving away one of those handgun hangers tonight, right at the very end. We won't be giving it away tonight. We'll be holding a training exercise at the end of Partisan Radio, the podcast to follow right after Radio Free Redoubt, specifically designed to help you deal with communications from a patriot prepper partisan perspective. So, the event in Prosser, Washington, that has been canceled. The Preparedness Expo over in Prosser, Washington has been canceled. We posted it over at the Amron Core forum. We put it up on the website. We're trying to let everybody know as quick as we can so you can spread the word. For those of you who have already made reservations for hotels and things of that sort, the costs apparently, because the event was growing, they didn't have a facility. The facility costs were growing really rapidly, and the vendors apparently response was extremely slow, and the Chamber of Commerce notified the organizers. They had to do some quick math. They had to do some quick prayer and make a quick decision. They decided not to do that. However, they are talking about holding a one-day event, just speakers, maybe a couple of workshops. They've asked me to still come over and teach a communications workshop, kind of not so much toward beginner prepper communications 101, but more oriented toward redoubters and patriot type of communication. So I'll probably be doing that. I'm not sure. I'm going to be talking to the organizers this week and get more details. We'll post that and get you guys all up to speed on the latest developments as far as that goes. Now, what is going full-blown is Marble Country event on the 4th of July weekend. That will be a big event. Of course, some great speakers are going to be there. Representative Matt Shea, Sharam Hadian. There are several others. I don't have the full lineup right now. They're getting those locked in, and I just don't have the most updated version of the list. I will be speaking as well. We'll be covering that live, and we'll be doing some communications training and demonstrations there. We'll have several partisans from Ameron who will be helping out with that operation as well. Now, let's get into kind of the main topic. And this is one that I just really prayerfully have been languishing over, because this is actually a part, this is something that a considerable amount of time needs to be dedicated to this, to really carefully present this in a way that's going to be, you know, useful and informative, is going to hopefully offer you encouragement, but hopefully also to motivate those of you out there to action who are looking for a place to fit in. I've gotten several emails from listeners related to this at about the same time that this has really been on my heart. And I've been kind of penciling out outlines and brainstorming and daydreaming, you know, how I want to kind of approach this. I just feel like it's been put on my heart. And at about the same time, like I said, several listeners have mentioned this from different angles. And what I'm talking about is finding your place and fitting in and finding what your role is in the days, weeks, years ahead for this storm that's coming that we're trying to prepare for. When you think you don't have a place, you don't have a role. And this is one recent email that I got from a faithful listener and a great guy. We've corresponded quite a bit. We have some very similar backgrounds and a lot in common. And he says, this message isn't meant to be divisive and draw an arbitrary line or create a class system between those who have served and those who haven't. Rather, it's to get people who are standing on the sidelines to get into the game. Sounds like me talking. Well, not everyone is called to arms. All are called to action to protect our liberties. No job is too small. No job is too insignificant. Here's a story that he provides. He also included this that I had forgotten about. This was, I don't know what, where I came across this, when, but it popped back into my mind as he's writing, and as I'm reading this. And he writes, as I was writing, a story came to mind that I heard way back in high school, because I actually had a teacher who taught real history. In July of 1776, shortly after the Declaration of Independence was signed, a mob of people were in Bowling Green Park, not too far from Battery Park outside the World Trade Center. As we have seen in recent history, the crowd toppled a statue of King George that was in the park. The British soon arrived to disperse the crowd when a group of ladies approached the guards and said that they would fix the statue. This group of ladies had a wagon called and pulled up. The ladies loaded the fragments of the statue and delivered the broken statue to a foundry in Connecticut, where they were cast into 42,000 lead musket balls. Again, no job is too small. No job is too insignificant for the cause of liberty. And then he says, prayers continue for you, for the movement, and for our nation. I cannot see God blessing this nation. However, I pray that he has mercy on this nation. Well, it would be a very much an undeserved mercy, wouldn't it? This country doesn't deserve mercy from God, not when they're in such rebellion. What I pray is that he has mercy on his remnant, and that he prepares us. We need to get prepared. We need to get prepared spiritually, first and foremost. We need to get prepared logistically, mentally, physically, we need to prepare for several things. We need to prepare to stand firm and not compromise on our values, and especially not to compromise on His word and His laws and His principles that He lays out for us in the scriptures. Because the time's coming, fence sitters, you're going to have to pick a side. So I pray that we prepare to not compromise. We need to prepare to be givers, helpers, not needy. We need to be the kind of people that are able to reach out and help others, to minister to others, not being ministered to, not helped. But, and I'm talking about people who are able to help themselves, but don't. How many capable, able-bodied, otherwise able-minded people, even when warned, say that they're not going to do anything, that they're just going to go to so-and-so's house because they know he's a prepper, right? So that is, I don't even know the right word. That is, I almost said rude. That's not even rude. That's not even selfish. That's just, I'll think of it. There's a word for that. So we need to make sure that we are not needy, that we are self-reliant. Even if we can't help someone else, at least we're not part of the problem. But we should strive to be able to help others. We need to prepare. We need to prepare also to go underground. You need to prepare now for being part of the underground tomorrow. You need to begin preparing for it now. This is based on numerous letters that I've received from listeners and people that I've spoken to in person who are preparing. They're making preparations right now for tomorrow. They're preparing now to be part of the underground tomorrow, which means there's a lot of people and more all the time that understand the reality that there will be the necessity for an underground in the future. Why? Because we've seen it so many times in the past, with one example after another. And if we have the benefit of learning from history, we'd be foolish if we didn't. I'll talk more about what we need to be preparing for in just a moment. I'll be back with segment 4 here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
I love my country. I love my guns. I love my family. I love the way it is now. And anybody that tries to change it has to come through me. That should be all of our attitudes. As this is America, and a country boy's good enough for me, son.
Look, Lefty. A don't tread on me flag. There's got to be cannons here.
Meth head, check out the bedroom dresser and closet. What's the count, meth head?
Nothing, Lefty. Nothing in the drawers, nothing in the closet corners, nothing under the mattress, and no safe. Store your handgun, your rifle, or your cache bag of valuables amidst your clothing and out of plain view. Loaded Pants Hanger offers easy accessibility to your guns and valuables, but to unsuspecting eyes, concealment makes them invisible. See our product line, customized by handgun caliber, at loadedpantshanger.com.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's Great Redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Whatever happened to the fear of God? Whatever happened to church on Sunday? Whatever happened to the velvet glove and the iron fist?
Good old. Okay, thank you for being with us. Thank you all for your prayers and for your support. You have no idea how much that is appreciated. And we do appreciate it very, very much. This is the fourth segment here at Radio Free Redoubt. Once again, a reminder, we will not be broadcasting next Sunday for Resurrection Day. Next reminder, stick around for Partisan Radio right afterwards. We can talk about some issues and a training exercise to help you get your comms up, because that will be used in the future, if nothing else, for training exercises. And even if none of this ever materializes and the whole world just corrects itself and none of this is ever needed, well, it's just darn fun. So you can have fun and train and be that much more prepared to make a difference and support the cause of liberty in the future, if ever needed, by joining us and training regularly. Okay, I went into the break and ended segment three talking about things that we need to prepare for. And I mentioned we need to prepare to go underground. Now, that sounds pretty crazy and far-fetched, doesn't it? There are Christians right now that hopefully you are remembering to pray for, who are on the run, who are being persecuted and worse. Can you imagine such a thing as worse than being persecuted? No. When I say persecuted, they are facing the full gamut in many parts of the world. We need to be remembering to pray for them for encouragement so they stand firm for their faith. But that could be coming here. The anger, the anger toward the church, toward Christian, toward look at the anti-Semitism that's on the rise, the anti-Christianity that's on the rise, hatred toward anything that stands against the world's standards. And it's getting more aggressive, and it's getting state sponsorship. So we need to be prepared. What does that mean, becoming part of the underground? Well, one day when any church that discriminates is deemed illegal, you're going to have choices to make. Pastor Hadian either just went up to Canada or he's getting ready to speak to a group of pastors, because in Canada they do face hate crimes charges if they talk about certain things from the scriptures. That's coming here. So if you want to live a Christian life and take the entire Word of God and not pick and choose what you want to, the standards that you want to teach on, well, you could be facing criminal charges, as many people are. In some parts of the world, it is illegal to have a Christian church or to have a Christian church that's not state approved. So they are going underground today, not theoretically, not maybe someday in the future. Right now, there are Christians holding church in underground churches. We need to prepare for that. We need to prepare as part of the underground to start conducting churches. Now, Mrs. Schmidt and I, we attend a home church, and the leader, the pastor, is speaking along these lines. He's talking about the need for us, possibly as the church, to go underground. And these kind of home group churches will be the future church, the real church in the future, out of necessity. So we need to start having those discussions. You need to start preparing to provide refuge, maybe provide a place that's secure, that you can make secure, to hold these type of church meetings so that you can speak the truth about the issues and give people guidance on how to live in today's society from the Word of God, when you could get arrested for it. could you provide a place for that? Can you start looking now for pastors that are thinking along those lines? Because they're going to need a place to go. Now, you might not be called to arms, but there are 5 support personnel for every one who is called to arms. That's you, support personnel. Extremely valuable, critical. Could you start preparing your place right now to hold those underground church meetings? Could you provide a place right now, a place of refuge for pastors who are maybe being sought out, maybe wanted because they spoke the truth and now they're on the run? Now, I know, hey, there's plenty of examples in the Bible, right, where people died for their faith. I'm not afraid to die for my faith. Well, that doesn't mean you go and you sacrifice yourself. You don't run and you knock on the side of the MRAP, you know, when the DHS MRAP comes into town. You go, hey, I have a confession to make. I just preached the Word of God and I'm not afraid of it, so shoot me now. That doesn't mean you continue with your faith as long as you can. The apostles, Paul, they all fled at different times. When it's your time to go, you go, and you go without fear. You're going to be with the Lord, right? But you don't hasten it. You try to maintain your life and your effectiveness for as long as you can. So there might be a time when you might have to run or be on the run. There might be a time when you have to take people in who are on the run, such as pastors who spoke the truth and now they have a warrant. And you're holding secret underground church meetings. So, could you provide refuge for uncompromising pastors? Could you also prepare your place as a safe house to provide refuge for leaders in the community, patriot leaders, elected leaders, and clergy? Without posting it, this is something you do quietly and privately. You don't announce it. You don't send me an email telling me how set up you are. You quietly do this. And when the time comes, the Lord will bring the right people to you, the people that will need you, when the whole time before your paths ever crossed, you've been preparing for that person to cross your path. The Lord will bring those people to you. We can't, in a nationwide network, develop a standardized method for linking up because it would all be out there, right? So within your communities, privately, amongst yourselves, you work out protocols and meet up and link up protocols for putting the underground into use. Could you provide safety and refuge for those that are fleeing persecution? I don't care if you're a little old lady, can you sew? Can you provide clothing, food? Can you go to the thrift store and start buying men's clothing to put away, boots? How about medical supplies? Many of you are in the medical industry, even if you're veterinarians. Could you slowly start developing an underground medical support facility, an infirmary? You have skills. You know what's needed. Could you start doing that in case somebody has to go and get medical care but can't go to the hospital? Could you put together little resupply kits that may never be used, but you pick up a pack of toothbrushes when they're on sale and you put these 5 little packs together, all Ziploc sealed containers with toothbrush, washcloth, soap, socks, personal resupply kits. All waterproof containers so that you could one day toss that out the window at a certain point on the highway and keep going because somebody needs that you'll never meet. Could you provide security? Could you act as a lookout when patriots are conducting meetings? Could you be an escort? This is kind of strange things to talk about, isn't it? Pastor Bonhoeffer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, during Nazi Germany, He was part of the underground, where they were smuggling people who were wanted by the regime. We all see where this country is headed. We see the hostility rising toward Christians. If you're not on board, they're already beginning to label conservatives as potential domestic homeland terror threats. The process is in motion to first marginalize. They've been doing that for years. Right? So they marginalize, then they demonize, then they criminalize, then they incarcerate, and then they exterminate. I'm going to keep saying it. We have too much to look back on to ignore it. We'd be foolish. The people in the Jewish underground, the Christian underground, the freedom fighters, the Underground Railroad, all these people, this was their reality. And that's what's coming. The other thing, too, before we wrap up, you need to be prepared to present vetted leaders with your plan of support. And that should be done now. You need to prepare to be cooks. Could you cook? Could you make up some meals for five guys that are passing through and they're holding over for a few days when you could pitch in and feed them or bring them food packets and be gone? The medical services. Could you provide driving, act as a guide because you know this area that you live in? Could you be a radio operator? Could you be a messenger, a courier? We're going to talk more about safe house operations too in the future, soon. For those who are called to arms, if it comes to that, you should be preparing physically, logistically, and in your training and your skill sets to be competent, not wannabes, self-sufficient, and plan on not being resupplied for extended periods of time. Be prepared also to follow orders and fall under the leadership of others. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to command my man. Nobody's this. You got nothing but an ego and you need to step aside because you're a problem. There has to be accountability. There has to be covering. If you are one of those who are called to arms one day, if it comes to that, if our country ever got invaded or we had this Nazi Germany level type of tyranny, you better be prepared to act independently if necessary and follow orders. You need to fall under those who are establishing policy, whose authority you're operating under. You have to be under authority. Otherwise, we're not going to have his blessing if you're not willing to fall under the covering of authority. And those who set policy and whose authority you're operating under, their job is to set policy. Your job is at the operational level. They don't tell you how to do your job. They authorize you to do your job, and they tell you what job needs to be done. Your job is to carry it out. And they don't meddle with how you do your job. You don't meddle with what they're authorizing you to do if you're faced with like ultimate tyranny type of situation and you're trying to get a grip on stabilizing the situation where you're part of the solution, not part of the problem. Leaders are going to need to know when they step up, they're risking a lot. They need to know that people have got their backs. We need to know that the leaders are going to step up and they have our backs, that they're going to intercede on our behalf. But the people standing behind them are the teeth and the policies that they're trying to implement. Remember the naughty and nice list? Okay, there's actually three lists. There's the naughty list, there's the nice list, and there's the nice but not now list. So you need to be thinking about who are the nice list. That's the patriots. They're in the fight now. They're proven because they're in the fight on a regular basis. You know where these guys stand. Those are the guys you need to be identifying. And then those that are nice but not now list, they're in the fight. They're fighting for land use stuff. They're fighting for, you know, parental rights. They're doing all the right things, but their head's just not – they don't think it's that bad yet. Or maybe they haven't quite accepted that the American empire is at its end, that there will be a need for rebuilding because they're still back on, we're going to restore America, right? They don't understand how far we've come, how far this has all gotten, and that it's cannot be restored without divine intervention. So you need to keep those lists so that you can approach those folks. Now, you should also be developing those relationships with them now. That means you get involved now. You get involved with them and you build relationships with them, with the pastors, clergy, chaplains, with those that are involved in, you know, private land ownership, Common Core, Second Amendment issues, and all that kind of stuff. You should be involved in these on a regular basis and attending these meetings. So you can identify those who are proven leaders. So you are also proven. Instead of hiding in the background, waiting for the dust to clear, and then you're going to come forward and say, hey, Mr. Community Leader guy, we got your backs. He's going to say, who are you? Where have you been all this time? I don't know you. You haven't been in the fight with me. But when he's seen you help trying to get signatures on petitions, when he's seen you show up at these land use meetings, Common Core meetings, and things like that, then there's a level of trust. He knows you've been in the fight. So when you come forward and say, everything's collapsed, we've got a plan, we've been thinking about this for a long time, and I just want to let you know that we're prepared to be a support network for you, Mr. State Representative or State Senator or Sheriff or County Commissioner. And he knows you because you've been in the fight with him. And also, you know him. The other reason why you should be getting involved is because the community leaders who are leading the fight for against Common Core, against the land use, land code, these kind of things, Agenda 21, they're very well connected. So you develop relationships with them because they know all of the county commissioners and the state representatives and who you can trust and who you can't. And they also have a trust level with these people because they've been in it for a while. So you need to be cultivating these relationships right now. You need to know who the real deal is, and you need to know who the posers are. And if you're not in the fight now, but you think you're going to get all fighting for liberty down the road, but you don't do it now, you're a poser. You need to get involved now. And then there are certain things that you do quietly. You don't tell other people. You just do it because you're preparing for tomorrow. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. I want to remind you that AMP 3 will be at the Tulsa Arms Show this weekend they're in Tulsa. Next weekend they will be, hold on. Nope, they're in Reno this weekend. My bad. Tulsa Arms Show, April 11th. So 2 weeks from now, and Sunday, April 12th. And then April 24th and April 25th, they'll be at PrepperCon. So go to AMP-3. Well, click on their banner on the right-hand side there at Radio Free Readout. That'll take you right through to their website. And then also, I want to thank very much Katie Armor for being such great supporters, the makers of AR-500 Level 3 Body Armor. Great, great patriots, patriot-owned business. And I want to thank them also for supporting this show. They went out of their way in the last couple of weeks to help us out in a couple of areas. So I'm very grateful for them. They are proven patriots. Contact me anytime you want with your ideas, suggestions, prayers, support, and constructive feedback at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Until then, you guys have a blessed week. We will not be broadcasting live once again for the Resurrection Day. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, or join us next Saturday live at KTW 6:30 a.m. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to another episode of Radio Free Redoubt, episode 1511. Good night.